This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have ever danced to the song YMCA? I know there's some Zoomers out there going, huh? What? What's the YMCA? Well, for us Generation Xers, YMCA was like our, we just knocked that out of the park. For those of us who couldn't dance, right, we got the YMCA playing and we could actually get out on the dance floor. I can't dance. I mean, I got some moves, right, but I will not dance in front of other people. I'll sing in front of other people off key. I'll get up there and sing. I'll get up there and speak. I'll whatever, crack jokes, but I can't dance. I think I could dance. In my head, man, I could do backflips and moonwalk and breakdance and twerk, and I could do so much in my mind, you know, and I have to be very careful because if I drink, then unfortunately I think I'm that good out there. Don't want to be doing that. So I just don't dance. Well, I think President Trump might want to join me in, you know, stage sidelined whenever there's some music going on. So President Trump yesterday, which by the way was a very interesting speech. Did you guys watch President Trump in Florida? He was speaking to, I don't know how many people in the crowds, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, you couldn't tell. But he was a happy boy. And the president coming off a hospitalization to COVID, coming into the final stretch of his election, he looked happy. He looked happy. And he looked comfortable. I didn't hear a cough. I didn't see any dyspnea or shortness of breath. Coming from a respiratory COVID infection, because you could get diarrhea and you could get other stuff too, but coming from respiratory COVID, he looked damn good for being a week and a half out. A week and maybe 11, 12 days out. Knock on wood. Also, maybe a little bit of hoarseness, but not too bad. He acted like himself. He made this, you know, when President Trump makes a speech, he has the teleprompter. So he takes the talking point from the teleprompter and then he kind of throws, you know, like a, you know, oh yeah, you know, we did that like you never believe or you never seen or, you know, it's interesting. He speaks a lot like my dad when I listen to him, even though my dad wasn't American. I mean, he was American. He became an American citizen. But my father, with his accent and all that, President Trump sometimes uses the same phrases as, you know, like, you'll never believe or you've never seen the likes or, I don't know. He'll say some things that I think that generation said. So, you know, when people look at Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or President Trump and they're like, are they just, how are they connecting with people being that much older? I think there's a little nostalgia. And I get some nostalgia when I watch Joe Biden, when I watch Bernie Sanders, when I watch Donald Trump. So I felt a little bit of that. And I got to tell you, when I watched his speech and, you know, I mean, he looked happy. He looked like, you know, he was very grateful that, you know, he got, you know, a second chance at life. Because who knows? You know, for some people, this COVID does kill. For others, it doesn't. But he made the decision, and this is the second time I've seen it, because he did this in Ohio also, to dance when the music comes on. Now, the Rolling Stones didn't want President Trump using their music, so instead, he used Victor Willis's, Village People, from Village People, the Macho Man, and the YMCA. And so when he danced to the YMCA, he kind of did this thing. Now, and you could get some rolls in it, but he didn't. He just kind of did the shift. And, listen, he's 74 years old, okay? He's a grandpa. I think grandpas could get down. I don't think he represented, right? You know, boomers who could dance. Is he still a boomer or is he a traditionalist? I got to double check that. He might be on that cusp, a traditionalist boomer. But, okay, dancing like this, okay, no, I wouldn't dance. Apparently, the village people, or, okay, Victor Wells Villas has no problem, he said, with President Trump using the YMCA song. He didn't necessarily say he supports President Trump, but listen, Macho Man, Village People's music are still a hit. I mean, you know, he's a smart businessman. Let him play it, because everybody's been singing Macho Man and YMCA the last 24 hours, whether you're pro-Trump or not. So I think it's some great, it's free advertisement. But he said he's not going to sue President Trump. But if President Trump is going to use the YMCA song, at least do the letters, or you do the YMCA, at least do the letters. Y is, I guess, this MCA. And it was very, very cute, just like the Macarena, you know? Hey, Macarena. You know, whenever you have some arm movements and stuff, it just kind of makes it iconic. So, Victor Willis was the one who was, I think, the police officer, or he either did the police officer or he did a naval officer in the Village People. So he's one of the founders of Village People, so he wrote most of the songs. So very, very cool that he's allowing the president to use the song, but he's like, wait a second, no, you gotta do the actual dance. Okay, you need to actually do the YMCA dance. And I think President Trump should. I think if you are going to dance and you dance horribly, you know, nobody can fault you for doing the YMCA the way it was written. So now, was it a bad decision? Was it a good decision? Because I love looking at political strategy. First of all, the president, it wasn't that he wanted to show everybody that he was a smooth dancer and got some groovy moves. All right? He wanted to show people that he's healthy and he's strong. And, you know, I had said this whole time, I don't think he should be out there. I think as a doctor, he should be watching his health. I think he should be taking it easy, because we don't know if there's going to be the 2 or 3 week after effect. But again, I'm not a political strategist, right? I'll give advice, right? For politics, I mean, he's doing probably what he should do. As a patient, he's not. As a patient, I'm not worried so much about him giving it to other people as much as I'm worried about his particular health. Chances are half the people in that audience already had COVID. I mean, COVID is just all over the place now. And luckily, it's not as lethal as we thought, but it is lethal to older people. And you could have clots and things like that come a few weeks later. So he should take it easy. But political-wise, he's coming into the final 20-some days of the election, and he wants people to know that he's got huge audience, that he's got huge supporters, and that he's strong and he's got the stamina. That, opposite of what we're seeing with Joe Biden, which we're going to talk about in a second, apparently has become more and more crucial. So I'm not saying he made a good decision, because as a doctor I'm still saying bad boy, but I get it, and I get why he started dancing, albeit it was horrible. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we know what Republicans think about Trump, right? They love Trump. They're like, woohoo. We know what Democrats think about Joe Biden. We hate Trump, right? Okay? So, we know why Democrats are voting for Trump and Republicans, Democrats are voting for Biden and Republicans are voting for Trump. We know that, okay? But what makes this a little bit more interesting and crucial when we're looking at political strategy and trying to, you know, win our side with the election is what does the GOP think about Trump? And what do the Democrats think about Joe Biden? And this isn't something that's out there, okay? This is something that, you know, me and others have had to kind of just poll ourselves. And people wanted to be anonymous. And it's only a few hundred, you know, answers, but it's still significant enough, and it's I think, you know, common sense. Important to know, because, you know, if the Democrats are concerned about Joe Biden's mentation and cognition, and the Republicans are worried about Donald Trump's health and, you know, his tweets and all that, it's helpful to know. It's not anything we really want headlines out there, because the last thing we need are headlines that Joe Biden has dementia and the Democrats think so, or, you know, the Republicans don't like what Donald Trump tweets or whatever. You know, nobody seems to talk about it. But to me, I think it's kind of important to know, you know, how does the side that is supporting them really feel? So, with President Trump, we know that, you know, people wish that he controlled his tweets. Me, I think the tweets are a strategy. I don't think he's just going off. You know, I don't think he, you know, has a beer. I don't even think he's a big drinker. I don't think he Ambien tweets. I think, you know, something is supposed to happen. And so he likes to use the tweets as a, you know, as bait or as a distraction. So whenever I see a series of tweets, it's because something foreign policy is going to go on or something like that. And all of a sudden we're going to hear, oh, no, all of a sudden there's a peace accord or there, you know, you're like, wait, when did that happen? Well, it happened. It was happening this whole time, but everybody was all worried about a tweet that he made about Joe Biden. I think there are a lot of Republicans worried that President Trump is not taking his health seriously. Okay, you know, I talked about this. I go, I understand he wants to be out there. I understand he wants to show everybody that he's got supporters, that he's not 12 points behind in the polls, that, you know, he's a strong and stamina, and he wasn't. Because, you know, that probably really ticked him off, you know, when, you know, people thought he was on a ventilator. Unfortunately, what President Trump revealed was his weak spot. Okay, he doesn't like people talking crap about him, and he doesn't like people talking wrong things. There's already a certain amount of crap he's okay with people talking about. But he does not want people thinking he's sick. You know, even in his speech yesterday was like, you know, look at that. I'm doing pretty good for a 74-year-old. I mean, you know, he kind of mocked his age a little bit, but the life expectancy for men was in the 60s for years. Then it started to get into the 70s. I predict it will be in the 80s within the next 10 years. But a 74-year-old male, you know, doing as well as he is kind of a medical marvel with somebody with high cholesterol and overweight, etc. So, you know, I want his health care, and I want that Regeneron cocktail with a dexamethasone chaser. So, Republicans secretly are like, you know, he really better kind of, you know, watch his health. You know, I don't want him having a heart attack dancing, okay? We don't want him to throw out a hip dancing, right? And, you know, we don't want him to do anything callous. The Democrats on the other side, Joe Biden has been worrying some of them, all right? Forgetting Mitt Romney's name when he was saying the Mormon senator. All right. You know, I've worked with enough older people that happens. I've done that too. Okay, we all get brain farts. We all. I mean, you know, not remembering somebody's name. I've done that on air all the time. So, you know, having a brain fart, you know, maybe he shouldn't have called him the Mormon senator. Okay, but that's what older people of that generation do. They remember us by being the Italian, being the Catholic, being the Jew. Because, you know, decades ago, that's how we identified ourselves. You know, we were, you know, of the Jewish community, or we were, you know, in the Catholic side of the, or the, you know, Italian side of the street or whatever. That's just kind of, you know, so older people will identify by a race or by a, that's just something the new millennials and the zoomers, you know, don't do. You know, they'll identify somebody not even as a he or she, as a male or female. They will just identify them as a neutral person, and then they'll probably have to kind of, you know, describe what they're wearing. I don't know. All right. But it works. But where I get nervous as a physician, and some Democrats are nervous, is he keeps saying he's running for Senate, okay? And that, it's not funny. I mean, everybody made jokes the first couple times, but from a medical standpoint, it's showing where his memory loss is. So when somebody starts to go through dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, they lose their short-term memory. They maintain their long-term memory longer, but not their short-term memory. So when I hear Joe Biden bringing up Senate Okay, he's been a part of the Senate for years. What that means is he's skipping his short-term memory and going back to his long-term memory. Now, again, if he only did it once, I'm like, that's a brain fart. This keeps happening. He keeps bringing up. Now, I get it. You know, when you say something so much, it just comes out of your tongue. You know, like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I've been saying that for 20 years. So my guess is that's going to keep coming up. But when you are running for president of the United States, which is pretty significant. I mean, if I was running for president, that'd be on my mind all the time. Okay, you know, Dr. Dahlia for president. Oh, wait, let me do the Trump dance. I think I'm gonna do a Trump dance. Trump dance is easy. At least it looks like I can dance. But I mean, if I was running for president, president would be on the tip of my lips all the time. President this, President Dahlia, President Wax, President this, President Biden, President Biden, President. So for him to keep coming up with Senate, that concerns me. That means we're having some short-term memory loss issues. He's been very, very good with some of the impulsive outbursts. See, President Trump, he's been impulsive and outbursting the whole time, so nobody thinks anything of it. But Joe Biden is calm and cool and collected and sweet and all that. When he starts to go, hey, man, or will you just shut up? Or when he, you know, when he starts to do that, you know, everybody kind of accuses him of, you know, dementia anger. So President Trump gets accused of roid rage. Right, even though, you know, he was only on steroids for a few days, and he's been kind of, you know, tweeting and acting like he has the whole time. And then Joe Biden is accused of dementia or rage or whatever. But, you know, from the Democratic side, from what I'm hearing is, you know, they hate Trump so much that Biden will do, and they're hoping that Kamala Harris will just take over if Joe Biden, you know, has to go. They're not as worried as you would think they would be. Because many Democrats are saying, look, we just got to get Joe Biden in. We just got to get Joe Biden in. All right? You know, once he's in, everything else will fall into place. But I worry about Joe Biden's health. I mean, when I watch him and I see him get grilled, it's not easy. You know, whether you like him or not, whether you like Trump or not, you know, I mean, what these guys go through, you know, to become our leaders and serve us is pretty grueling, you know? I mean, I'm not afraid of that. If I ever ran for office, you know, I think I could take it. Well, you know, you want to say my butt's big? Okay, you know, bring it. You know, fine. I think I can handle that, but I like fans. I really don't like critics. And, you know, these guys, all they get is critics, and everybody's criticizing everything. They're criticizing their dancing. They're criticizing their looks. They're criticizing their hair. They're criticizing their skin color. They're criticizing, you know, every single thing they say. They're, you know, when people watch Joe Biden's speeches, they're sitting there watching over any single word, any single slip up. Well, that's really hard to do. And that could be one of the reasons why Joe Biden keeps kind of messing up. The only reason why I won't give him that excuse is he's been in politics for a long time. You've been in politics for a long time. You've been a co-senator with Mitt Romney. You've run for the Senate. Then you were vice president. And you haven't been in the Senate for a while. Why is Senate coming up so many times? So we have memory issues with Joe Biden, you know, and maybe there are some early cognitive changes. I do not want to accuse him of dementia. I know President Trump is accusing him of dementia. I don't think that's fair for a doctor to do that who hasn't examined him or hasn't looked at MRIs. But am I concerned about his memory and him going to long-term memory before short-term memory? I am. I think that is a concern. And Democrats do too, but it's not going to be anything, you know, what are they going to do? In fact, you know, one told me that, you know, it's just too late to change him out. He won the primary. And then who would we have changed him to? It's really interesting how the Democrats didn't really have, with everything going on, somebody that they loved. I mean, you would think with everybody being Democrat, it looks like, especially in Hollywood, they would have had somebody that, you know, would have been more likable and, you know, but, you know, they didn't. So that's kind of where everybody stands. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is taking place today, where the judge is facing questions from senators.
I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
Two huge Northern California wildfires are almost fully contained, but the good news might not last. This week's forecast calls for temperatures over 100 and strong winds, raising the risk of more fires in what's been an already historic fire season. Social Security checks will be slightly higher next year. The cost of living adjustment will be 1.3%. It's slightly lower than last year's increase, which came out to 1.6%. This is USA Radio News. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, along with State Attorney General Javier Becerra, have issued a cease and desist order to the California Republican Party to stop using unofficial drop boxes. Padilla is saying reports of unofficial drop boxes came in over the weekend.
These boxes are not the same as county election drop boxes that are required to meet state security standards, as well as other regulations, including the regular retrieval of ballots delivered to those drop boxes by voters.
AG Becerra saying those behind the unofficial drop boxes are completely wrong. The drop boxes were seen in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties. Five men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will appear in a federal court Tuesday for a hearing on whether they should be detained before trial. The men, part of an anti-government group, were arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we knew that this election would be an absolute cluster when it came to the quantity of mail-in ballots versus absentee ballots. I mean, mail-in ballots and the absentee ballot issue was not ideal with previous elections, but because the numbers were so small, it was doable. And what would end up happening is if a state, let's say like California, already had, let's say, a 50,000, I don't know, vote lead on one candidate versus the other, and there were 1,000 absentee ballots not yet counted, they'd already call it for the state. And so it's a shame that the absentee ballots really weren't counted, but at that point it was moot because 50,000 lead, it's, you know, not much. But we don't have the small, scarce number of absentee ballots anymore. Now there's a chance that the majority of ballots are going to be flying through the mail or being thrown in a ballot box. And so when people say, well, we've been doing absentee ballots all the time, like, okay, yeah, these aren't absentee ballots. These are mail-in votes. Mail-in votes are a little different. You know, this is where there's, I mean, you know, we're assuming that we're not going to have any more people in the post office. And mind you, I love postal workers, but every now and then you get somebody rogue getting caught on camera throwing stuff in the garbage. Don't ask. Or we're being told that there are illegal Republican drop boxes. Apparently, top election officials in California are scrambling to find out how many, quote, illegal ballot drop boxes Republican staffers put up in three counties across the state over the weekend. Law enforcement authorities continue to search for outstanding witnesses and potential suspects. Now, they say, according to CBS News, that the state's Republican Party has indicated that it won't comply with an official order to remove the boxes and may even add more. Now, I believe what might be going on, even though this is something that we're only getting pieces of, is nobody wants to be a part of an election illegally. I mean, the last thing I think the Republicans need is to have a bunch of ballots and votes that just don't get counted, especially if they think they're going their way. So, I mean, it's in either party's best interest to make sure that those ballots don't get thrown out because of some, you know, suggestion or allegation of fraud. However, there might be some sort of, I guess, it might be under the premise that these are ballots that we are going to make sure gets to where they need to go, because we don't trust non-Republicans to take your ballots in. And remember, we talked about how, and I don't know if it's legal or how that's working out, but the older individuals that are afraid to put their ballots in the mail, you know, are there people saying, I'll take your ballot for you? And then who are those people and how do you trust them? Are they a wolf in sheep's clothing? Are they, you know? So on Monday, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla said that his office, in conjunction with the State Justice Department, issued a cease and desist order to the California GOP to remove the illegal ballot drop boxes that have appeared in L.A. County, Orange County, and Fresno County. Padilla said the notice was also sent to the Republican parties in the three counties in question and gave them until Thursday to comply with the order to remove all the drop boxes. If they refuse to comply, then of course we will entertain all of our legal options, they say. Now, Padilla said this at a virtual press conference alongside State Attorney General Xavier Becerra. So last Thursday, a regional field director with the California Republican Party in Orange County tweeted a photo of himself holding a vote-by-mail ballot, standing next to a black cabinet with a taped sign that said official ballot drop-off box. The staffer, his name is Jordan Ting, encouraged voters to message him for convenient locations to drop off their ballots. Now, Republicans say this is ballot harvesting. That's where volunteers, organizations, campaign workers can collect completed ballots and drop them off at county election offices. But the room for fraud, unfortunately, is there. And Hector Barajas, California GOP spokesman, said the Democrat anger is overblown. He said state laws and regulations don't indicate whether private organizations' drop boxes are permitted or not. Padilla said the images his office received over the weekend showed some of the boxes labeled as official, even though they had not been placed by the county election officials in those areas. They say California voters can find the location of official ballot drop boxes on the link, and we'll share the link later. But they said one of the several options California voters have to return their mail-in ballot is choosing someone they trust to drop the completed ballot at a county's election office. In 2016, the law was expanded to allow volunteers, campaign operatives, private organizations, in addition to family members, to return a ballot. This is according to CBS News. So the ballot has to be signed by both the voter and the person collecting it and dropped off at a local election office within 72 hours. Operators can be paid by the hour for collecting ballots in California, but they cannot be paid for the number of ballots they collect. So according to Barajas, they say in California, where you can have convicted felons and individuals with a criminal history go door-to-door and collect ballots from voters, Democrats are now upset because organizations, individuals, and groups are offering an opportunity for their friends, family, and patrons to drop off their ballot with someone they know and trust. If we wanted to use a Santa bag, we could. A locked, heavy box seems a lot safer. Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, that's what he said, according to the Sacramento Bee, the Fresno County Republicans website had instructions that said, don't take a chance that your vote will not be counted. Once your ballot arrives in the mail, mark your ballot completely, and then walk it in as soon as possible to one of the secure locations listed below. And the locations listed included gun shops, a gas station, the county Republican headquarters. So now, the box collection locations are blank, but they... You know, are they technically illegal? Now, you know, I am not a big fan of the idea of people saying this is an official box when it's not. So I'm not a fan of that. I am a fan of if the whole purpose of us doing this whole mail-in ballot thing, if the whole purpose is protecting those at high risk from leaving their house, allowing a means where they could vote without leaving their house, if the Republican Party or the Democrat Party have representatives and they show proof and they go, you know, look, you know, we're here to, you know, help put the ballots in, these, you know, we will, you know, be as transparent as possible. You know, it is a nice service. It's just, man, there's so much room for error, for fraud. So, the problem we have is we've already seen distrustful practices when it comes to mailing something in, you know, to the post office. I'm not accusing the post office per se, but seeing postal workers dump mail, you know, seeing issues when it comes to going to the mailbox. People with mail-in ballots want other options. Personally, me and my family, we're just going to go to the polls. We're just going to go to the polls and make sure it's done that way, assuming that the polls aren't going to have any fraud. But this is kind of a cluster. You know, and then how many of these boxes, you know, let's say you're Democrat and, you know, you think that it's going to go to a Democratic box. I mean, now you're assuming, now, you know, and mind you, I think there are Democrats and Republicans out there that are good people that are going to take the ballots exactly where they should, even if they know there's Democratic ballots in there. But I do think that there's a certain amount of people out there that are willing to do anything it takes to mess with this election. And, you know, I love that there's a passion for this election, but I don't like the fact that there's possible risk of fraud. So, you know, ballot harvesting is going to be now the biggest question, and we're going to be kind of talking about what the difference is and, you know, what might be the safest way to go. But for me, and I understand if you're worried about COVID, but, you know, for those who can, I would just go straight to the polls. So 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we're are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, Johnson & Johnson, I believe they are in a phase 3 clinical trial with about 60,000 people, had to temporarily halt their study, just temporarily, because of a possible side effect to the vaccine they're investigating. We know that AstraZeneca had to halt their study when there was a possible neurological complication with one of their patients. And we've discussed when companies have to halt a vaccine study, it's not that uncommon. Because when somebody reports they have an issue, and if you got 60,000 people, okay, my guess is somebody is going to, during that time frame, have a heart attack or have a stroke or have a pneumonia or something. So whenever you have 60,000 people, my guess is not all 60,000 people are like, oh yeah, this is good. Okay. My guess is something happens to somebody coincidentally. However, the pharmaceutical company is required to make sure it has nothing to do with their vaccine. Sometimes it can. Sometimes it can't. It doesn't. So a vaccine trial halting is not very concerning. Scares the hell out of people who read the headline. Well, I'm not going to get a vaccine, but, you know, the press doctors are like, ah, that's just par for the course. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some vaccines out there that will induce a Guillain-Barré, which is an inflammatory immune attack on one's nervous system. We've seen other rare side effects to vaccines. Vaccines can cause side effects. We just want to make sure that they are so few and far between that we aren't causing illness with the vaccine and we are still saving lives. So I'm not sure if Johnson & Johnson will resume. I don't know how long they need to take to figure this out. But Johnson & Johnson being that far in and already working with 60,000 people, I'm not really shocked that somebody's like, well, this happened to me. Okay, well, let's see if it was, you know, vaccine-induced or not. It's definitely worth looking at. Slow your roll, pump the brakes, figure it out. Same thing with AstraZeneca. In fact, there's a company now looking for a pill, actually in a phase 1 trial of a pill form of vaccine. For those of you guys that don't like needles, you know, especially since the average vaccine is going to be 2 shots. And, you know, dragging your husband to get 1 shot is hard enough, but to get 2. So there's a company. Is it Vaxalt? Hold on, let me give you the name of the company. It's called, sorry about that, it is Vaxart. Vaxart Inc. is testing a pill form of a vaccine. You have to take 2, 129 days apart from what I understand, and they're going to see if the oral vaccine is going to be very efficacious as a shot in the arm. Yeah, we do not think it's a shot in the butt. One of you asked, will this be a shot in the tushy? No, it's probably going to be a shot in the deltoid muscle, okay? No tushies. People do not like shots in their tushy. So, now, so I was on the Simon Conway show on Who FM, or Who AM, in Des Moines, Iowa, and I was asked, should we just spend our time, I mean, which is better, a cure or a vaccine? You know, we're spending a lot of efforts on the vaccines. The vaccines get side effects, and or, you know, they're testing side effects and all that. Yet here we have this Regeneron that did pretty well for President Trump. Where should we be really focusing our efforts? Which is better to have? A cure or a vaccine? And I thought I would answer, you know, well, a cure, you know, because I, you know, vaccines could have side effects. People might not go and get the vaccine. You know, if there is a debilitating illness, would I rather there be a treatment ready to go? And so I think whatever Regeneron came up with, or I think Eli Lilly is also working on another cure. And by the way, Remdesivir, I know people have been knocking Remdesivir. I think Remdesivir just had another study touting its efficacy. So Remdesivir is so far so good. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx it. For this virus strain, right? Hopefully it doesn't mutate or the groups of them don't mutate. So I think finding a cure is imperative, all right? My answer is both are as equally important. Because even if we have a cure, we can't blow off our vaccine development. And the reason why is this isn't like the flu in terms of once you have it, you're done and we don't think it stays in your system. I'm starting to get spidey sense that this sucker camps out. There was a study over the weekend that came out where a person lost their hearing. We're going to be talking about this in a little bit, where somebody lost their hearing. And the study authors found that the virus was camping out in the mastoid and inner ear area. What the hell is it doing there? Get the hell out. Do what you need to do and die. Why is it camping out in the ear? And this woman, I think she's only 42 years old, now needs hearing aids because she has permanent hearing loss in one ear. There was another study that also looked at tinnitus, ringing in the ears. I call it tinnitus. You could call it tinnitus. I call it tinnitus. And she had tinnitus in the ear, ringing in the ear, and hearing loss. Or they looked at hearing loss versus they looked at what the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the COVID virus, can do when it comes to ears, and they found that in some it'll cause ringing in the ears, in some it'll cause hearing loss. So what the hell is this virus doing hanging out in the ear? When people say they still have issues with smell for weeks later, is it sitting around the brain? So because of that, I'd want a vaccine. I don't think I want this sucker in my body. Now, most likely, we're all going to get it and whatever. You know, hopefully we don't have long-term sequelae. But for anybody that's ever had a rip-roaring case of shingles, you know, you're like, wait a second. These viruses camp out for life, some of them. Herpes can camp out for life. Hepatitis can camp out for life. The typical cold, the typical coronavirus is not supposed to. The typical flu is not supposed to. But HIV, it could camp out for life. It might hide low enough so people can't, you know, they don't know what their viral load is. It might, you know, viral load might still look at zero, but it could still find a cell or find a part of the body that could camp out it. So even though I think a cure is fantastic, I really want to prevent this virus from even getting out there. Now, mind you, many of you are like, but Dr. Dahlia, it's not that lethal. I know the numbers are skewed. I've been one of the first people to say that. Okay, I know that we have not heard how many people had flu, how many people had heart attack, how many people had pneumonia, separate from COVID. It's all a mess. It's all a mixture. And I think that 200,000 number is a blend or a soup of all of it. I get that. Okay, but I don't like anybody dying of COVID. And we know this sucker kills. And we also don't have a very inexpensive, easy way to treat. We can't treat a COVID pneumonia or COVID lung illness by giving you a Z-pack and smacking you on the butt and telling you to go back to work in a couple days. If you're fighting COVID and a bad COVID, you're hospitalized. Yeah, having a cure is fantastic and we need to do that, but I don't want us to slow down on vaccine production. Just because we have a cure doesn't negate our need for having a vaccine. Just like with tetanus, right? Just like with, strep pneumonia. We have pneumonia shot vaccines. That's great, but we also have antibiotics for pneumonia. We don't want people getting pneumonia. Pneumonia kills. So, you know, as you guys kind of watch some of the news with, and boy, do we have a lot of vaccines in the running. In America, I think we have six. I think in America, we have six, but there's tons of others. I think we have about over 130 different, you know, companies or vaccines in the process of being made. I feel confident we're going to have a vaccine. I don't feel confident it's going to be just a one-shot deal. I think it's going to be two shots, and I think we're going to have to do this yearly. That's not ideal. Not ideal at all, because the average person getting one shot takes an act of Congress, getting them to come back at the same time in the time frame that they need to get their second shot. You know, people getting their hepatitis series or getting their HPV series, the majority of them get it halfway. They're not doing it right. They're off by a month or two or whatever. I mean, just people aren't good at following up with their doctor. So an oral pill will help. I just don't know if the stomach acid is going to, you know, destroy it before it could pass through and do what it needs to. But we still got a lot of work. But just because we get this cure, hopefully, with Regeneron, it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We still need a vaccine. 1-877-REP-REP.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.